gets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And another edition of Abandoned Manitoba here on a Sunday morning. Gordon Goldsboro is here from the Manitoba Historical Society. As always, good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
And this might be a first in the long history of Abandoned Manitoba on the weekend show. A special guest has accompanied you to the studio.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us what we're talking about today.
Well, as listeners may know, I'm a volunteer at the Manitoba Agricultural Museum, and in 4 days, the museum will begin hosting Canada's largest farm heritage festival, the Thresherman's Reunion. So today, I thought it would be appropriate if we brought in a guest. In this case, it's Angie Klim, the president of the museum, to talk about it and its single biggest event of the year.
Well, welcome to the studio, Angie.
Good morning.
Happy to have you be a part of a historical edition of Abandoned Manitoba, given that we haven't actually had a special guest before.
I don't think we've ever had a guest before.
So, Angie, first of all, tell us about the Manitoba Agricultural Museum.
Well, the museum is a charitable organization. We're located near Austin, Manitoba, and we have a 320-acre site with a mission to collect, preserve, interpret, and demonstrate Manitoba's agricultural and rural heritage.
And that's been the purpose of it since the very beginning. Tell us a little bit about the origins.
So, in the early 50s, a gentleman by the name of Don Carruthers started to realize that the agricultural equipment, the vintage equipment, with the change of technology that was coming forward, a lot of that equipment was starting to be abandoned, perhaps even sold overseas. So he really felt a need to bring people together to celebrate the history of harvesting and history of agriculture before it disappeared off the landscape. And he was really afraid that it was going to be forgotten.
Kind of ahead of his time.
He was.
I mean, if this was in the 50s.
Absolutely.
Right? So where is the museum located?
In Austin, Manitoba.
Right. Which is, you know, not far away.
At the junction of Highway 1 and 34 South. You go just south on Highway 34, 1.5 kilometers, not very far off the beaten path.
Beautiful. So tell us about the Thresherman's Reunion. It's not what you'd think. It's not just a bunch of old farmers getting together in their overalls and complaining about all the new kids on the block.
No, not at all. Our Thresherman's Reunion is Canada's largest farm heritage festival. This is our 68th year.
Wow.
And it runs from Thursday, July 25th to Sunday, July 28th. And in those 4 days, we're probably going to see over 11,000 visitors attend that event.
And so what were the origins of the Thresherman's Reunion?
The true origin was to gather like-minded people together to preserve the history of the threshing and the agriculture and really preserve the gathering of the community when they got together to help each other with farming in the early years. And following that initial success, it evolved into the Manitoba Thresherman's Reunion. It started in October, but then moved into late July so that it would not interrupt the regular farming community activities with the harvest.
So I think some people are familiar with the event or even the name of it, right? The Thresherman's Reunion and Stampede, by the way. But maybe people don't know the real details about that. Like, for instance, there is a stampede. What are some of the activities that go on during the weekend?
Over those 4 days, the visitors can experience over 100 acres of pioneer living demonstrations, farming activities, classic cars, horse competitions, a daily pioneer power parade, multiple and lots of children's activities, music performances, rodeo action, and of course, Big Roy comes out onto the grounds for everybody to see and take pictures with.
What or who or what or what's Big Roy?
So Big Roy is the museum's marquee tractor. It's a versatile branded tractor, but he is the largest and the only one of his kind.
The only one left, you mean?
No, the only one ever built.
Oh, no kidding. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, well, maybe I'll jump in at this point.
Certainly.
Yeah. So by the 1970s, of course, farms were starting to get bigger.
Sure.
And therefore, you needed bigger equipment to farm all that land.
Right.
And so a lot of the companies were investigating how they could make bigger, more powerful tractors. And so Versatile felt they had to compete. So the president of the company, a fellow named Roy Robinson, told his engineers, design me a tractor that is just, you know, going to meet this demand. And it's, I forget now, it's about like 670 horsepower,
wow,
which for the time was just like crazy.
Yeah.
It's got eight wheels and they're all massive, each one of those eight wheels. It articulates in the middle. So there's, you know, a front section and a back section and they sort of turn.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's so big, they had to have a camera on the back so that the farmer could see behind him. You know, otherwise you wouldn't actually be able to see what was going on around the tractor. Just completely over the top. And unfortunately, I guess it just really didn't work well. There was some technical problems with the way it was designed. I think the market changed as well. And Big Roy was one of a kind. They built one and that was it.
It was a prototype in
prototype,
a way.
Yep.
And they were really testing the limits.
Yes. Even today, I think people come from around the world to see Big Roy because he's just so unusual.
And so I guess it's a real showstopper.
It is indeed.
Very cool. So, Angie, is the Thresherman's reunion sort of a one-day thing, or do people come for the whole weekend?
People will come for the whole week, actually, Bruce. So activities happen each day of the four-day reunion, starting at 9:30 in the morning, running all the way through into the wee hours of the night. Folks can come out for a day and just plan a great little Manitoba road trip. They can also stay overnight at an adjacent campground that we have at the museum called nice. Three Creeks Campground. So stay a night, stay the whole week. We do have spaces available for people to come on out, even if they decide last minute.
Excellent. Tell us about some particular highlights.
So at this year's reunion, we have a few exceptional things that we will be highlighting. The first one is the renowned RCMP musical ride.
Nice.
For a one-night performance at our festival, which will be Thursday night, July 25th at 7 p.m., the musical ride will perform in our Stride Credit Union Arena. It will have 16 riders and their horses doing their intricate formations and drills set to music. It'll be about a 30-minute show, but your admission ticket for that evening will also include the rodeo, so folks can enjoy both items on that Thursday night.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit more about the Stampede side of it all.
The Stampede side, again, will also run Thursday through Sunday. So Thursday evening, Friday and Saturday evening. Sunday is a little earlier with a matinee that starts at 5. But that is Manitoba's semi-pro rodeo show.
Mm-hmm.
Great entertainment, great athleticism from the participants who are in the competition. And then, of course, we also will have our rodeo clown available in the evening, providing some great entertainment for the families. And might even be a little bit of mutton busting happening for the kiddos as well.
Oh, nice. That's chasing the sheep, right?
Well, riding.
Oh, riding.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so, like bronco busting, but a little softer in the seat area. Very nice. It sounds like a pretty good weekend. Anything I've missed?
Well, in our village, so we have a 26-building village, and there'll be a variety of demonstrations from blacksmithing and wool spinning. Our volunteers and our artisans will be showcasing trade skills and tools. I know, Gordon, you're going to be at the tree planting rail car as well as the flat warehouse giving little mini talks and discussions for people who, you know, want to learn history along with the entertainment and enjoyment as well. And one other piece that we are showcasing this year is a ride and roll vintage power sports exhibit. So folks who have snowmobiles, all-terrain bikes, all-terrain cycles, just some unique recreation and or workhorse equipment that farmers used on their farm over the years.
Nice. Very interesting. Well, I'm glad you made it out. And heck, you might have gotten some people interested in heading out to Austin next weekend.
Well, if folks are interested to looking online in advance, they can go to our website, www.mbagmuseum.ca. There's a tab there that says Reunion and Stampede, and all of our musical entertainment lineup will all be listed there. So really, folks can plan their day or plan their week and come on out and see us.
Excellent. So mbagmuseum.ca, and then find the link.
That is correct.
Thanks for coming in, Angie. Glad you brought her, Gordon.
Glad she came.
And so tell us about your involvement with the Thresherman's reunion.
Well, as Angie mentioned, I'm going to be giving little short presentations about the tree planting car and
right.
the flat grain warehouse. Both are really interesting and recent acquisitions by the museum. But my main area of responsibility is the corn and barley corral.
Oh.
And basically, that's a place.
Is that booze related? Corn
yes.
and barley? Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yes, things made of fermented barley,
gotcha.
For example. And one of those products that we're going to be selling at the facility is something called Big Roy Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've now heard about what Big Roy was,
right.
and we thought, well, why not then make something one of a kind? So we engaged the award-winning brewery at Dauphin, Obsolete Brewing, appropriate name probably, and we had them brew a beer called Big Roy Pilsner, and I brought you one, Bruce.
Just happened to have it in your
have
pocket.
Have it in my pocket, and here's a special sample for you.
Is it too early to pop this one? Big Roy Pilsner. Very nice can.
Yeah.
And well, that's what Big Roy looks like.
That's exactly what Big
huge.
Roy looks like.
Very nice.
Yeah, he's huge. So basically, it is available only at the reunion.
Okay.
And so we're hoping that that's one more reason why people may want to come out is to try a one-of-a-kind beer at the Corn and Barley Corral.
Very interesting, Gordon, as always. So tell us what we'll be talking about next week.
Well, each year since 2019, the Manitoba Historical Society has issued a list of 10 noteworthy heritage structures around the province that, in our view, are at risk of loss by neglect or demolition. This year's no different, and next week I'm going to share with our listeners the MHS's top 10 endangered structures list for 2024.
Perfect. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
We'll talk then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.